We was busy to get that there by carload, by the truckload, the train load. And he run it through a process, and that's what I got in that is. That stuff that I believe I got some stuff, some pieces left in my shop back there, that stuff that cut it. Half inch. I put it right on top of that pond floor. Because the pond floor is 6-inch stuff. If you kind of, they lay tiles on, you have to put something on top of it. I had plywood on that before. And 12-inch plywood on that before. And the water disturbed it also. I took all that stuff out of there and I cleaned it up. And I put that half inch, that pressed wood, they call it. It's not pressed wood, it's bagasse. Bagasse and maybe a little sawdust maybe mixing, I don't know. But you can't hardly drive a nail in it.
Uh-huh.
Makes a solid job. Put that stuff in that boy. And you got it. That's why they get out of the refinery today. You don't throw nothing away.
Now, when an electric light burns out, now you just put in the new.
You do what?
Well, nowadays, when an electric light burns out, you just put in the new. What? Like that light there needs one new what?
Well, it needs another bulb, that's all.
Light bulb?
Sure. I don't believe that that's burnt either. They want them that ain't lit that, but I don't believe it's burnt. I was gonna disconnect a couple more in there, just have maybe three of them in there. I could have taken another one out of that. They say you gotta do well and not use so much electricity, you know, and energy and stuff like that. The more light you burn, the more it's called. See?
So you taking out that light bulb?
So if you unscrew the light bulb and let it burn, you're only burning three, but instead of burning five.
Yeah. But you used to use what? For light years ago?
What?
What did you use for light years ago when you were coming up?
We used a regular old a kerosene lamp.
Uh-huh.
I still got my kerosene lamp. I got three kerosene lamps. I got one in the room back there. I got two in my bathroom.
Yeah.
Regular kerosene, in case the light goes out. A flashlight, but I mean, I depend on my. I go down there and get one of my lamps. I bring it on the table back there, and I got a light to leave one in the bathroom, and I got one in the other room in the back. I got lights all over the house.
What did you use years ago, say when you went out at night? Did you ever take a coal oil and put it in a bottle and stick a rag in it and make something to go around where you could see at night?
Well, they had what they call a lantern. You carry it, you know. It was a lamp, regular lamp, but it was in a metal frame. You know what a lantern is. Got a handle on it, you carry it around. You could raise it up, light it, and then put it back down again. You got a big globe on it.
Uh-huh.
You can go in a storm anywhere, blowing rain, anything else, you ain't no trouble.
Adjust the...
You set your light the way you want it to be, man. You could go anywhere. If it's raining, like it was today, at night, you take that lantern, you go on out and set it anywhere out there, and you got a light.
You would adjust the what? The wick?
The wick. You know, the wick, that they call it a wick, that's made out of asbestos or something. It's some kind of a cotton cloth. It's about an inch wide, 3/4. That slides up in there, and that thing that you roll it up, it goes up and down. You know what I mean? It raises it up, lift and lower it. That makes it fit the higher. If you want a low light, you lower it down just so you give it a dim light, and then if you want a bigger light, you just put it up as big like that, and it gives you plenty of light.